I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
The house guest of a former Florida sheriff stole the guy's uniform so he could buy drugs.
Oh, I thought it was going to be to get out of a speeding ticket.
If I would do that, I'd be like, hey, well, like, for example, a lot of times cops get free coffee at gas stations.
Ooh, do they get free donuts, too?
You would think so, right? You'd throw that in there.
That's like a thing that cops are supposed to love donuts.
They love them, but do they get them for free?
I don't know.
My wife, when she no longer works there, but when she worked at Speedway back when she was like a manager there back in the day, like in college, they did it all the time because if you have cops come through, you protect the place. Like, they're checking it out. It's deter robbers, and they would used to hook them up with free coffee. I don't know about donuts, but that place that the cops came still got robbed twice.
Wow.
My wife wasn't there, thankfully, for either one of them, but they got held up at gunpoint. But
no more free coffee for you.
No kidding. The men went to several pharmacies in the uniform and asked for drugs. Have you heard of this one? Because I really don't know much about drugs. Subonix?
Nope.
Suboxone?
For broccoli.
What's broccoli?
Pot.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. I know what that one is. You guys know what cauliflower is?
No.
No.
That's slang for cocaine.
It is?
I made it up, but you can roll with it. But hey, man, you got some of that cauliflower right there? I would try it with you kids. Employees told the man he would need a letter explaining why he needed the drug, so he's like, forget this. He left. Cops traced the tag number on the vehicle the man was driving and found it belonged to the retired sheriff. The deputy told officers the man was staying with him, and he had borrowed his vehicle. The man was arrested when he went back to the home. He had crack cocaine, also known as cauliflower, a crack pipe, pot, broccoli, and then this Onyx One. Somebody right now is like, oh man, I know what that stuff is. Joe's an idiot.
Never heard of that.
It's Subox1. Like one word.
Never heard it.
Another drug paraphernalia in his car. So I would have tried to get like free food or something if I was like had a cop uniform.
Yeah, I feel like there's other things that I would be doing.
Besides drugs. And your final Dummy of the Day story of the day has got a lot of people like disputing like who should get the money. A 66-year-old guy was gambling at the Seminole Hard Rock and Hotel Casino near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when he took his friend, a 35-year-old woman, to push the button for him for good luck. So, like, I'm gambling. I'm like, Alex, hey, hit this for me for good luck.
Were they friends, or did he just see a hot girl and say, hey, pretty girl, why don't you push this for good luck?
Why don't you rub my button to see what happens?
I've definitely been asked that kind of stuff at casinos.
You have?
Yeah, for sure. So that's what I'm saying. Are they actually friends, or was she a hot girl that he
said
push the button?
It was his 35-year-old friend, but there is an age difference there. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Guys let you like blow on their dice?
Yeah.
Yeah, or push their buttons?
Yeah, and I mean, I've never won anything.
So you just walk away, right?
Yeah.
So don't let Alex blow it, okay? He says it was his friend, though, and that she's doing it for good luck. Turns out she was good luck. He hit the $100,000 jackpot.
Ooh!
When he tried to collect his money, clerks told him the jackpot was actually hers.
What?
Yeah, apparently he had a meltdown. The guy said he paid the $50 spin on the machine. So it was one of those like $50 to spin things.
Right.
But you can win a lot of money if you hit. And he even was using his gambling card to do so. But a spokesperson for the casino confirmed that she is the rightful owner of the jackpot.
Oh.
Quote, the person who pushes a slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins.
Oh,
I never knew
gosh.
That. I never knew that because I've had people do it before for me too.
That is so crazy.
Now, here's the part where it gets really crazy. According to the guy, she grabbed the jackpot money. She grabbed the jackpot money and walked out of the casino without giving him any of it. The woman says she was originally planning to share the jackpot with the guy, but after he began threatening her, she changed her mind. Hold up now. Who gets this money?
Sounds like she does.
I kind of feel like he
That's his money.
Should or they could have split it.
He put 50 bucks in there. That game would have not happened without him.
Right.
But if the rule is that the person that touches it, don't let anybody touch it.
Okay. So you're playing the casino slot.
Yep.
I come up and like, boop, I hit the button. And it's like $1 million. Ding, 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 ding. You're cool with that?
Oh, that's different.
Like some dude?
Well, he invited her to touch his button or blow his dice or
oh,
whatever.
You're saying if she would have come up and just pushed it, like slapped his hand out of the way, that makes a difference.
Yeah, that's like robbery.
How dare you? Thief! Thief! Either way, I feel bad for this guy. He lost the girl and he's got no money. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Remember the situation from MTV's Jersey Shore?
GTL, baby!
The man.
GTL!
Tim and his brother allegedly filed false tax returns that understated their income, claimed fraudulent business deductions, and disguised income earned as other kinds of cash flow to avoid income taxes. The situation also deposited just under $10,000 in different bank accounts to avoid scrutiny. Since banks have to report anything over $10,000, they allegedly used all this money for high-end luxury vehicles and clothing. Their charges are serious, too. The maximum sentences for the situation and his brother range from 5 to 20 years.
No.
Well, at least prison's got the gym and it's got the laundry. There's no tanning, though.
No tanning. Ryan Phillippe is not dating Katy Perry. Weeks after tabloid reports claim the actor and pop star were spotted getting cozy at Elton John's birthday bash, Ryan took to Twitter yesterday to set the record straight. He tweeted in all caps, "I am not dating Katy Perry. Barely know her. Please stop flying helicopters over my house. She is not here. Thanks."
So you're saying there might be something going on there.
So there might be something going on. Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn have reportedly called it quits. A source tells People magazine that they have amicably ended their relationship of 3 years. They remain close friends and wish nothing but the best for each other moving forward.
Was that in cap locks? "We have amicably split and are no longer dating, but I really care about her."
No, not in all caps. E! News reported that they were just on two different pages in life and that the actress was the one that called the break. An insider predicted a reconciliation may happen in the future. The insider also said that they were great together, never had fights, so getting back together can be possible, but as of now, they need time.
We need time, but we're doing okay.
Kylie Jenner surprised a group of students from Rio Americano High School in Sacramento by crashing their junior prom.
"Here, have a Pepsi."
That's the sister.
My bad. Jenner.
The Keeping Up with the Kardashians star served as the date of a boy named Albert. She took a private jet to show up at the prom with her best friend, Jordan Woods. The 19-year-old apparently agreed to go with the high school student after he got turned down by the first girl he asked. The high school junior became an instant legend among his peers on Saturday night when he surprised them all by turning up at prom with the reality star on his arm. Imagine being the girl that turned him down and then he shows up with Kylie freaking Jenner. Gosh, that's rough. And model TV personality Chrissy Teigen just helped one aspiring skincare expert move forward in her career by offering to pay for her school tuition. The student is a woman named Mercedes who recently reached out to her friends and family asking to help pay for a $6,000 tab for classes in order to get a license in aesthetics and further her knowledge in skincare. Luckily for Mercedes, Chrissy came across her post online and plunked down $5,605. That was the remainder of the balance that was owed. Chrissy also posted a message with her donation. She said, "I've seen this be your passion for such a long time now. So excited to see you fulfill your dream." I think that is so cool.
I need somebody to pay for my dream.
What was that? Like unlimited snacks?
Something like that. You give me the money and I'll figure out my dream.
Sounds like a plan. That is the garbage.
All right, it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and 317-239-1009. We just lost Susan, who is going to play the game. So, Susan or whoever, call in 317-239-1009 if you want to play. Let's get our other person, though. What's up, Brandon? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Just driving to work.
Cool, dude. You want to be on Team Alex or Team Producer MYK?
NYK.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that.
Wow.
Dang, the bros right there. All right, man, cool. Brandon, we got you. And then whoever calls in as we're playing during the game, we'll get them on Team Alex at 317-239-1009. Now, this game is really simple. I'm just looking for the person's real name. Like, I'm going to give you the real name. You tell me what they perform by. For example, Calvin Brodus Jr., we already talked about, is Snoop Dogg.
Right.
So I'm going to give you their real name, and then you guys just have to tell me what they perform by, like their alias. Let's go to line two. Hey, good morning. Who's this? Yo, hello. Who's this?
Is it Hannah?
You tell me. What's your name?
Is it Hannah?
I love these services on my line.
What's going on?
Oh, just going to school.
Cool. All right. Are you on speakerphone?
No.
All right, cool. Hannah, hang on. You're going to be on Team Alex, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Sit back and look pretty. Producer MYK and Alex, I'm going to give you a five. It's the best out of five, okay?
Okay.
Just write down your answers. Hope you're not nervous like I am. Here we go. This artist's real name that they were born with is Bob Ritchie.
Bob Ritchie?
Bob Ritchie?
Bob Ritchie.
All right, let me think of who Bob Ritchie would be.
Think about that. Their real name is Bob Ritchie. I need
you
to write it down when you're ready.
Robert Ritchie?
We could do, well, yeah, Bob or Robert would work.
I have no freaking clue.
Well, then you're not going to do that well this morning for Hannah.
Yeah, I don't know who Bob Ritchie is. My paper is blank.
Can you give us a hint?
Nope.
Not even like what kind of entertainment industry?
Rock music.
Okay.
But also did some rapping.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's try this.
All right, what is your answer? Ooh, Kid Rock. That's an interesting one. Producer
MYK. I have no answer, yeah.
The correct answer is... Kid Rock.
No way! I totally guessed because you said rap and rock.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I should give out any more clues for you guys. But so far, Alex, you've got a 1-0 lead.
Okay.
Anytime we can play Kid Rock, I like that.
I'm good with that.
You do? Okay, you down with that? Is that butt rock to you?
Yes.
I hate you sometimes. It is not butt rock.
That's 100% butt rock.
All right, your next person, Stacy.
Kid Rock, not butt rock.
Your next person is Stacy Ferguson. What artist's real name is Stacy Ferguson? All right, I got Alex's
it.
Answer. Looking for producer MYK's. This one Alex wrote down immediately, and so did producer MYK. Let's see if their answer of Fergie is correct. It is.
Yes. Make them boys go loco. Oh, wrong.
Uh-oh. Somebody's a false Fergie fan.
Okay, number three.
All right, your third song or third person is Marshall Mathers. Do you know who Marshall Mathers is? They're both doing this one quickly. I see Alex and producer MYK have wrote down the same artist, which is correct. It's Eminem.
Awesome. So far, I'm 3-for-3.
Now, I helped you on that first one. No more clues.
Okay.
Producer MYK, you're behind now. It's 3-2.
All right.
All right. The real name is what we're looking for. This person's real name is Earl Simmons. I'm looking for Earl Simmons' stage name. What does Earl Simmons go by?
Okay, I've got my guess.
Nothing.
Okay, producer MYK gave us a big fat nothing. Alex wrote down who?
Rev Run.
Like from Run DMC?
Yeah.
Earl Simmons is actually this guy.
Oh, DMX? Whoa. I just figured Simmons. Isn't their last
Russell
name Simmons?
Simmons? Yeah,
yeah.
Russell.
Okay. So there's only one more?
One more here, and I actually just lost the audio cut, so you're just going to have to pretend to sing it.
Okay.
For Alex to go, well, you've already won, but how about this one? Donald Glover. Do you know who Donald Glover is? That's the person's real name. We're looking for what they...
Is it Glover?
Is it Glover?
I don't know.
Maybe. I thought it was Glover. Producer MYK, you have the first one that is correct of the day. Well, actually, no, your second one. Third one. Childish Gambino is correct. Both of you got that one right there. Producer MYK, though, man, Alex really knew a few of those.
Five for
right
five.
There. No, you didn't
four.
Get four. You got four. I got three. I was
you're
one right behind.
With some help right there. All right, hey, let's say congratulations to Hannah.
Woohoo!
Getting hooked up this morning with that Star Wars Rogue One digital download. Congratulations.
Awesome.
As we begin this discussion, I want to say, first of all, I think this person's a good person. I really actually like working with them. They're one of the coolest coworkers I've ever had.
Uh-huh.
But what happened the other day, I think, was a real a-hole move. And I don't think there's justification to it, but maybe I'm wrong. 317-239-1009. I saw Buster, who does afternoons here on Radio Now. He was parked kind of far away from the building, almost near the road, as far away as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in two parking spots, like right in the middle, not like where you kind of, it was a tight fit. Because our parking spots are very small. They're very close to each other. But he was parked in between two, like
taking
right in the
middle. Taking up two spaces.
Exactly. He was taking up two. Now, I've never seen him do this before. And then I sent him a snap. I'm like, man, who's this a-hole parking out here? And he's like, hey, you know, it's a new car thing. he has a new car.
But then, like, how long is your car considered new to where you can get away with this? Like for a full year after buying a new car, you're allowed to park that way for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, how do you even know?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, Alex, you have a nice car. Your car's not brand new, but do you feel like you need to park a certain way to make sure it doesn't get scratched or dinged or bumped into?
If I'm ever going to take a precaution and not get scratched or dinged, I'm going to park further away from other cars, but I'm not going to take up more than one space.
Now, when you first got your car, though, was it new or new to you, or is it brand new?
It was new to me, but I've never bought a brand new car. Like, my cars are always used.
Okay. Did you, when you got it, though, did you kind of do that at first? You, like, maybe took up two spots? Like, have you ever in your life on purpose took up two spots to protect a vehicle?
No, because I'm scared of confrontation, and I know some guy in an F-150 is going to come up like, hey, what are you doing, little girl? Like, I don't want to deal with that.
And that's the thing I told him, like, isn't that a bad idea? Because I get you want to protect your vehicle, and it sucks because some people are jerks and inconsiderate. They'll bump into it. They'll ding it. They'll do whatever.
I mean, to be fair to Buster, my car got hit in this parking lot.
Has that been resolved yet, by the way, either?
No, because I'm just lazy about taking it to the body shop.
It's too late now. Think statute of limitations,
you
you're
think
screwed.
So?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I get it's a new car and you want to protect it. I think it's an a-hole move because I've seen this before where people in parking lots will take up two spots and it's not like they're far away, like you're saying.
I agree. I think that that's rude of Buster.
What do you think, producer MYK?
He did the thing about parking far away, but he did take up two spots. And the picture that I saw of it, he was clearly like half and half. It wasn't like just drifted over the lane. It was like straight up, I'm taking these two spots.
It was on purpose. It was not accidental. But I understand if you have a new car. I don't. He's like, try getting a new car because my car's got like, what is mine's an 06 Saturn Ion with 203,000 miles. Like, that thing's about dead. I think I pushed it as far as I can go.
You don't want anybody to ding it, though, do you?
Honestly, now, no, I don't, but I don't care anymore. And I remember, like, I got hit in a parking garage one time, and I was so pissed. That had nothing to do with two spots. But I feel like if you take up two spaces, you're more likely to have somebody mess with your car. They're like,
yeah, that's
like,
what I think.
Like, vengeance, street justice. Like, yeah. I'm going to key their car.
That's why I've never done it, because I think I'm going to get some kind of crazy thing happen to me.
Am I wrong? Is this okay to do, like, if you have a new car, to take up two spots? 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. When I saw it, I'm like, really? Is it an a-hole move to take up two parking spots? It's the Joe and Alex Show. And the guy's not an a-hole, but I called him out last week when I saw it, and we're finally bringing it up on air. I saw Buster, who does afternoons here. He's got a new car, and I'm like, dude, like, you're right in between two spots.
Savage.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's a new car, man. You wouldn't know. I'm like, oh, don't ding my 06 Saturn Ion with 203,000 miles. Come on now.
We got a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. They said, I have a car that is 3 months old. I park way, way out where no one else parks. Only a, I'll say, rooster takes up two spots.
What does rooster mean?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay.
Angela said on Facebook Radio Now 100.9, sure, if you're an inconsiderate jerk.
And like I said, he's probably going to be mad at me for bringing this up. I don't think he's a bad dude, but that was a...
You don't think Buster's an inconsiderate jerk?
Jessica says, when I see that, I instantly think, what a douche. Taking two spots isn't cool at all. Not cool, Buster.
Hey, good morning, Kelsey. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
I'm doing good. And by the way, this got me thinking, if you're on Twitter, you can follow him, FM Buster. Tweet at him right now, FM Buster, and say, don't park in two spots, or don't park. No, you know what? Tweet him, say, don't park like an a-hole. FM Buster on Twitter, say, don't park like an a-hole. What's up, Kelsey? What'd you want to say?
So, like, 6 years ago when I just started driving,
hey, Kelsey,
my
Kelsey,
dad...
Kelsey, hang on 1 second. Hang on. Hey, good morning. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Buster.
Well, this is interesting. What's up, Buster? Good morning, man. How are you?
I was cool until I heard you guys dragging me on the air.
Yeah, dude. We were talking about how you park in two spots because you got a new car.
Yes, totally. Totally. And by the way... By the way, my old car got dinged in that same parking lot. So
Okay, so you and I both have gotten our cars dinged in this parking lot. What's up with that?
Absolutely, because the spots are so tight.
I thought it was just because I was a...
So if I've gotten my car dinged before and knowingly the spots are tight, and by the way, I'm talking to two people that take up the two front spots. You guys get there before everybody, so you get the two good spots. So I take...
Hey, dude, your phone's cutting out. Is it because you're parking right now? Hey, try to get Buster back on the line. See if we can get him back.
He got attacked for parking like a D, right?
I don't know. Are you there, Buster? All right, call back, Buster, if you can hear this. By the way, FM Buster, tell him he's parking like an a-hole, and we'll hear the rest of his story. Carrie, what's up? You think it's okay, huh?
I think that you should park out in the parking lot where nobody else is parking. Take up the two spots. Make a little extra walk. Not inconvenience anyone else, and you still get what you want.
So it's okay if you're far away.
Yeah, far away. You're nobody's out there with you. So
if nobody's out there, why do you have to take up two spots? Why can't you just park in one spot?
Because they want to take up two spots, I think. So, or you could just take up one. Either way, you still just move out.
Yeah,
move
that's
out farther.
What my opinion is. The solution to this problem is don't take up two spots. Just park out where there's no cars around you.
I'll give Buster, who just called in, I don't know if we'll get it back on or not. Our parking spots are small. I thought it was just because I was a really fat guy. I'm like, oh, this is awkward. I can't get out of my car because it's so tight. I thought it was just like skinny people parking.
But they are bad.
They're way too tight. They should have had less spaces that were
bigger.
It's
like not normal size. Like, it is only enough room for just your car to fit. Like, when you open your door, you are almost touching the other car next to you. It's really...
If you had a smart car, it might be a little bit easier. What's up, Peter? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think about Buster? I just called him out. He's parking in two spots because he's got a new car and before it's gotten dinged.
Yeah, that's no bueno, man. If you're going to park like that, park in the back. But even if you're going to park in the back, if you park in two spots, I'm putting gum underneath your driver's door handle. That's a guarantee.
Wait, have you done that before?
That's just a big old rooster move, man. That's a big old rooster move.
Have you done that street justice before? You're like, I'll show them.
I mean, now that I said my name, probably not. No, I have not done that.
Okay. But, of course not.
It wouldn't be below me to do so. I will say that.
All right, hey man, thank you, Peter, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Tyler tweeted us at Joe and Alex show. You know, it's normally the older cars that ding the newer ones. Side eye to Joe.
Listen, I am very conscious of my beater that I drive around. I would never run into somebody because when my car was new, like at least newer to me, it sucks when someone hits your car and drives off.
I would agree. Like, it's like people with old cars that ding your car. I agree.
Is that what happened to you?
It's a stereotype, but I don't know what kind of car she drives.
But you know who hit your car?
I know who it was. I have no idea what they drive. But I'm just saying, like, in the past, like, I've also gotten my car run into also in a parking garage and or they scraped into it while they were parking. It's always just a trashy person.
I just realized I never knew Buster was hitting our parking lot. We have a lot of hit and runs inside of our own parking lot. Like, we got some shady people, I think. It's like, oh,
remember I told you that when my car got bumped into or ran into or whatever, scraped up in the parking lot or parking garage before, that it was somebody's whose name on Facebook was G-Spot. That's the type of people. Those are the type of people who just don't care. They're just going to park their car. They're going to run into your car, and they do not care.
I do what I want. Let's take one more call on this. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that it really doesn't matter if you take up two parking spots or if you park in just a parking spot, because your car is going to get dinged either way, whether it's new or old. So if it's a compact spot and you park a new car, you park it, take up two parking spots, your car is not going to make a difference whether you park it straight or not. Depending on the other driver, they're either going to ding it or they're going to park around it. But if you have a new car, like everybody else is saying, park it away from everybody, but park it in one spot. Don't take up two spots because then you just look like a big a-hole.
Yeah.
Like
no, for
said.
Sure. Hey, Haley, thank you for calling in this morning. If you've got anything else, Joe and Alex show on Twitter, Instagram, either one of those, we'd like to hear from you. And right now, if you can tweet Buster, it's FM Buster, that's his Twitter handle, say, don't park like an a-hole. I hope he gets the message. All right, here's what's going on. I have been in Indy now on air for 6 months here on the show, and I still don't have, like, I guess you would say, like, a really good guy friend. I have coworkers and people, acquaintances that we hang out with, but I don't have a friend outside of this radio show or this radio station that I hang out with on a consistent basis. I was thinking that I saw this one person. I'm like, hey, maybe we could be friends. This person happens to be a female and happens to work in TV, because I think a lot of times media people, you relate to people that do your job in your line of work. So I wanted to reach out and see if this person would do like drinks or lunch or coffee.
And why did you see her and decide that she was someone that you wanted to be friends with?
I just thought that I'd start reaching out to media people, and this is the first person I've kind of connected to, kind of.
How'd you connect?
Well, just like, well, I don't want to give all the details away because you're a crazy researcher, but I just think that it would be something that we could do. And my wife's okay with it. She doesn't mind. But you and producer MYK think that that's like a bad idea, that if I reach out to this female, I'm like, hey, why don't we, would you want to, you know, like, I'm looking for a new friend. Would you want to maybe go grab a coffee or grab lunch one day?
Yeah.
Why is it such a bad idea?
I think that's a slippery slope.
How is it a slippery slope, though?
because you're going to go have a coffee date with her. You're married. It's, first of all, going to look weird for you to even reach out and ask in the first place.
It's going
to
look weird?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're married.
But what if I say it's like just like friends, like that it's not a date, like I'm not trying to get with you?
Why would you, the first person you reach out to, be a female and not a guy that's in media? And why would you not?
Because there's not a lot of, there's not as many guys, like I like from the, what I've seen so far.
I think it's weird.
What do you think, producer MYK?
It's wrong.
It's wrong?
Wrong.
All right, I got nobody on my side so far. 317-239-1009. I'm trying to make friends here, and I want to go on like on a lunch, maybe kind of a drink thing. They're saying it's a date. I think it's just meeting up to get to know somebody, to make a new friend. Do you think it's a good idea?
And the first person he asks is an attractive chick in media?
Well, they're all attractive. Sketchy. What do you think? I think every woman's beautiful. 317-239-1009. Should I reach out and do this or no? You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We will talk to you next. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and I got to be honest, I feel bad for my wife sometimes. I feel like every time we talk about me and relationships on the show, it's as if I'm going to cheat on her, which is not the case. All I want to do, if you're just tuning into the show or hearing this for the first time, there is a media personality. Yes, she's a woman, so she's the opposite sex of me being a man. I want to go out and see if they would grab coffee or lunch and just chit-chat to make a new friend. I've been here 6 months, and I just don't have any friends yet. I'm like, hey, this media person, same schedule probably, like, let's talk. But Alex and producer Maury Kay are like, yeah, Joe, but this could lead to something else. She's a female. Like, what if? I'm like, really?
Yeah, but it's also just extremely strange to me. Like, you guys have zero connection to each other. Like, it's not like you guys are covering the same story and it makes sense for you to reach out, or you guys were both at the same place and so you met and now you're like, hey, let's follow up and get to know each other better.
We
for
work
a
in the same
related thing.
We work in media. And I'm trying to describe it. When you work in TV and radio, though, you kind of are like a certain type of person, if that makes sense. Like, that's what you do. Like, maybe doctors could be friends with other doctors because they understand, oh, this is what I deal with. Or maybe, like, you know, garbage man, like, hey, follow garbage man. Like, we do the same crap.
But what I'm saying is you guys have zero connection. You would be sliding into her DMs, never, ever seen, spoken, heard of her before, just saying hi.
Even saying sliding into her DMs is making it like, I'm like, hey.
Well, you're
going
to be messaging her on social media. How else
going?
Would you get to know her?
Of course I will. But I'm like, hello, my name's Joe. I do the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.
Uh-huh.
I see you work, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I have no friends yet in Indy. Seeing if maybe you'd be willing to go out for like a coffee or lunch and just, you know, get to know each other.
And I'm just saying,
P.S. I'm married and not trying to sleep with you.
If a man messaged me, even if he said I work in radio or I work in television and he was married and asked me that, I would feel so incredibly uncomfortable. Alex said if the boss, in parentheses wife, says it's okay, you should be fine. If you have to, bring Alex with you and you all can all talk over coffee. Haley said, I know my husband wouldn't want me hanging with a dude I just met. I'd say it's a bad idea. Stick to mutual friends. This is Twitter at Joan Alex Show.
But you guys don't work in the same field, though. I don't think it counts because I've been friends with actually more female than male, like TV and radio people in my life than I have dudes. And I've never kissed any of them. I've never hooked up with any of them. And that was never even a thought or a possibility. Maybe they were lusting after me because I'm a sexy big guy. I don't know. I can't control your thoughts.
Sarah said, bad move, Joe.
Bad move, Joe. 317-239-1009. Renee, what do you think?
Well, you're just a rookie husband. That's all it is. I agree with the one caller that says if you're going to go out, take your wife. I mean, because really your female friends that you have now should be friends with both you and your wife. If you don't, I mean, that's where if you go out with her, if you, I would say you shouldn't go out with her because you shouldn't be making new female friends without your wife. I mean, your friend, female friends that you should have had before her. Any new one, it should be with her.
Yes.
So I think it's a yes if you do, but take your wife, a no, because you shouldn't be making new female friends without
wife. Why should I not be making new female friends without my wife present?
Well, because that, let's just take it the other way then. Most men only see it that way. Say your wife had a male friend. Would you want her making male friends without you, new male friends? Because you know, really, friendship can lead into something else. And if even though you know you have a wife or have a husband, without them present, that friendship could grow into something else.
Your argument could be like, well, I shouldn't make friends with my coworkers here because there's some really attractive females. Does that mean I'm going to hook up with them? Because
I work with a lot of women. You can make new female friends, but your wife, now that you're married, you're one in the I mean, true enough, you may not go everywhere socially, but socially you're going to hang out with your best friend, which is your wife at this point. So you have to make sure that that new female friend understands that and really get along with her. You wouldn't want new female friends that don't get along with your wife.
Here's my thing.
Just weird.
If you what is a friend for? A friend is for emotionally being there for you. You know, you're talking to them about, you know, whatever you're going through mentally, things like that, your issues, your problems, whatever. If it is a woman and not a guy, Joe, that you're doing this with, you're going to start to feel connected because that's an intimate thing to start sharing your deep feelings about things that are going on in your life and all of that stuff. And eventually you might feel like, wow, I have a stronger bond with this female more than I do with my wife because it could just turn into that.
I think you guys are just taking it away deeper than it
would be. And it may not only be with your feelings, her feelings may get caught up, and that's going to be really weird.
Well, Renee, I can't blame you. I mean, like, a lot of women talk to me and they get caught up. Like, I appreciate you calling, but I got to say thank you. Have a good day, Renee.
You as well.
Joe, I'm trying to figure out who this media personality is. Is this girl married?
Right. I wonder that, too.
The thing is, I don't know. Like, I haven't done the Alex style of, like, creeping on everything that this person's on. So I don't know if they're dating or married.
I doubt that because for some reason you want to hang out with her. There must be something about her that makes you want to hang out with her.
No, there's multiple people that I want to hang out with. This is just the first person I was going to contact. I wasn't going to do, like, a mass, like, hi, my name's Joe. I'd work here in radio at Radio Now 100.9. I've been here for 6 months and don't have any friends.
Copy
would you
and paste.
Like, yeah, like, I'm not going to, like, then they're like, hey, did you get this? Oh, me too. Like, what a loser.
I just think
not
it's weird. Why, as a guy, would you not want to, when you're looking to make friends, would you not send that same message then to a guy media personality?
I will, but I'm not going to, like, you know, spam all of indie media. 317-239-1009. Josiah, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you think about this?
How you doing, man? You just got to be careful, man, because things do lead to other things. But,
like, did something happen to you from experience or what?
A long time ago it has, yes.
What happened?
Back, me and my ex-girlfriend, we lost a baby, man. And when things got distant, and, you know, the affection and everything wasn't there. She, you know, we grew apart from each other. So, you know, I needed that assurance. So one of my friends I knew at the time, you know, we watched a movie, things just escalated. And after it happened, you know, it felt like the worst feeling I've ever felt before, man.
I can only imagine. So, I mean, after going through that, then like you're saying, I get what Alex is saying. Like, sometimes people turn to other people in a friendship and they might fill that void. I could totally get that. Thank you, Josiah, for calling in. And I get what you're saying, Alex, too. But, like, especially if I'm aware of that, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
We have some comments on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. No, don't do it. It's one thing to see the woman out in public and invite her to coffee, but to reach out on social media seems like you're trying to pick her up, even if it's not what you're trying to do. Someone else said, I think he should go for it. I mean, his wife knows. Go for it, Joe. Anyone can be friends. Some people just have trust issues. That's why they're saying bad idea. I don't have trust issues. But if you're an alcoholic, why would you go sit in a bar? I just feel like it could just lead to things.
Gosh.
It's like, why would you like put the temptation right in front of you? I just don't get it.
I just want a damn friend. If your wife, buddy.
If it's a couple friend, like if this girl has a husband and then you and Lindsay go out.
I don't know yet. I'm trying to find out. How do I know that if I don't talk to her? I'll wear a chastity belt. What do you guys want out of me?
Something sparked your interest to want to reach out
There's
to this
right.
girl
multiple
in particular.
People.
What does she look like? That's why I'm like, why aren't you showing this? Because if she is, you know, someone that you're totally not attracted to, then like that makes a difference. Oh, if she's
course,
a smoking hot chick.
Of course she's attractive. A lot of women are attractive. Listen, I find women more attractive than beautiful than most people do. I find beauty of all different types. But that's not what I'm going for. You guys are making a sexual issue, which it's not. And all I can say is shame on you. Trying to get your opinion and your thoughts on me asking a media personality, happens to be a woman that works in Indy, just like one of many I'm going to reach out to and say, hey, would you like to grab coffee or lunch so we could network? I'm trying to make friends here. Not like I'm a loner, but kind of am. Like, I don't have any friends outside of the radio station here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm friends with you, Buster, Hunter, you know, Elliot, but
yeah.
I don't have any other friends really so far.
Joelle said on Facebook Radio Now 100.9, I'm with Joe. It's not a bad idea at all as long as both of them are aware that this should be friendship only. Each man and woman need a friend from opposite sex. It's like the secret garden. Go, Joe. Nicole said, it's odd. It's just, it's odd. you should be taking your wife as a sign of respect. It's weird not to know the woman first and then going to DM her to get to know her. Unfiltered starter on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Joe, dude, ignore those other closed-minded folks. Humans are a connection / community-based species. You are grown. So someone said, oh, you're not friends with Alex? Not shocked.
What's up, Bridget?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this? Good idea? Maybe I can make a new friend here or what?
Joe. No. I think it's a horrible idea. I've been listening to the whole conversation, and I'm trying to put myself in this poor girl's shoes that you're about to message on Facebook or wherever, and I feel like it sounds like a date. Just listening to what you're going to say to her, it sounds like a date to me. Even if you point out that you have a wife, that's going to make it even more awkward.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, then, Bridget, how do I approach this then? Help me out here.
You don't.
Any friends that don't have a wiener?
Oh, my God.
It's just a sausage party?
If it's a couple friend, it's fine. A girl individually is weird to reach out to her if she wasn't a friend previously that you've already had before you got married.
Can I clear it real quick? Maybe we're just starting over here. Hi, it's the Joe and Alex Show. My name's Joe. I'm 31, married, and I don't have any friends, and I'm trying to make some.
Now you just sound like a serial killer ready for your next kill, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
Just please don't say that. She's going to run and hide. She's going to add some security to her house.
Yeah, you might want to verify for people that are just for the first time tuning into our show. You don't have friends because we just moved here 6 months ago. So you're like in the process.
Okay, that's
not
true.
Like you're like a weird guy that has
no
friends.
It's just that new thing. Like I'm social. So it's just like, you know, I got to get out and meet people and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I understand that. But at the same time, like reaching out to someone that you've never physically met, I feel like it's something completely different. I commend Lindsay for, you know, saying that it's okay and being all right with it. But at the same time, reaching out to a woman that you've never met before, if you're friends with her before you got married, or say she was like Alex and you work with her, you know, on a semi-frequent basis and you know her kind of well, then I would say that it would be okay. But you have never met this girl. You don't know anything about her.
Let me ask you this then, Bridget. I'm not saying you have a terrible point, but I just thought of this, which kind of sucks, is at the end of the conversation. Alex has met several women here in Indy and, well, guys too, I guess, dating-wise, but she used Bumble BFF. Now, I know it's another woman, but you don't even know the person. You're getting them strictly from swiping right or left on an app. What is the big deal of me just knowing this person from seeing them on TV or on their social media? How is that bad of a thing?
I mean, for Alex, it's like a girlfriend type thing.
Yeah,
you know,
girls
like
are different.
Why
can't she be my girlfriend? Like, friend that's a girl.
Because you have a wife and you don't know her. She could have alternate motives. She, you know, like, there can be different things going on with her. She could be married. She could not care that you're married and still hit on you and try to get in your pants anyways.
Bridget, you know, my whole life I've had to repel women away.
Brittany says, you sound crazy and heated getting, you sound crazy getting heated and defensive over this.
Heated or in heat?
I get upset or crazy because every time I talk about doing anything with anybody, it's like, it looks like I'm a bad husband.
Just,
I'm a crappy dude, and I'm not.
Okay,
like,
you know
I've never
I've made
cheated
friends
on my wife. I've never like done that before, and it's like every time I talk to anybody that doesn't have a wiener, it's like, oh, he's trying to bang her. No, not really. I'm just trying to be friends.
Who is this personality? I'm still trying. I'm digging deep into here.
I just think there's other things that you could be doing.
Because I don't want to pull them into all this crap, especially if they don't want to hang out. And that's why I didn't bring them on air today.
Are they a morning traffic reporter?
No.
There are other ways to make genuine friendships without having to dive into some girl's messages on social media to say, hey, would you want to go get drinks? You and your wife could be joining a small group of church and meeting couple friends that are the same age as you, that she becomes friends with the wife, you become friends with the husband, and of course you're friendly towards the wife of that guy.
But like I said, I want to meet people that work, especially in my line of work.
But you will, with time, when we're hosting events and we're going to things here in the city,
but
you're going to meet them.
But that could be a year or two.
Well, then it is. Why are you so desperate to go out to lunch with another woman beside your wife?
Hey, good morning, Julie. What did you want to say?
So, Joe, I totally agree with you. As the wife on the other end, my husband works in a female-dominated industry. We moved to Indy last summer, so we're also new to the area. And he reached out to other women in his industry and said, hey, I just moved here. Here's what I'm doing here. Can we meet for coffee or lunch? Exactly what you're doing. They met for coffee and lunch. A few of them, they have like a standing monthly coffee date. Like that just seems normal. You're new to an area. You're going to want to reach out to people in your industry.
Alex thinks your husband's cheating on you once a month now.
Hey, Julie, did your husband ever go away to, like, conferences and stuff?
Yeah, he goes to conferences all the time, and we FaceTime every night that he's gone. But for my work, I go to conferences, too. Like, this month, we haven't spent a weekend together because we're both traveling. That's what we knew when we got married, that we both work in industries where we travel a lot. We moved to Indy last summer for his job, and luckily I was able to carry mine with me. But we trust each other. We know that when we do get home, we're coming home to each other. And that's just the trust that we have in our relationship.
And I think that's a good thing. I think that sounds like a solid marriage right there.
I don't know.
I love that he does that FaceTime, hey, baby, everything's okay. And then at the end of the night, poops.
I guess here's a big difference for me. Let me just say this, and I'm only saying this because you've talked about it on the show, so it's not like I'm saying something that everybody doesn't already know. But we've talked about on the show, you went to the strip club before when your wife specifically said that she felt uncomfortable with you doing that, and you still went anyway. And you have talked about, like, your wife having, like, a super attractive friend and, like, things like that. It's just in the context of, like, what you in your mind as a married man think is okay to discuss or do sometimes. I think then, like, when you say, after all of those discussions that we've talked about on the air, and then you say, I want to go privately have lunch with another woman, that's why it's all weird to me.
This is the most public forum. I'm talking of all of Indy and the surrounding area. I've already told my wife. I just, only person that doesn't know is the person that I'm going to reach out to. This is anything but
say no.
She could say no. She could say, hell no, leave me alone.
Alexander says, at Joe and Alex Show, there's nothing wrong with making friends. If something happens, Joe knows the consequences. And Original Pancake says, Joe, you can come kick it with the boys and I in Broad Ripple anytime.
Hell yeah. All right. I'm gonna have to follow you on Twitter there and see what's happening. Thanks, everybody. Wait, oh, you want to do one more? Okay, let's talk to Jordan. Jordan, you're going to be the last one on this. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right in reaching out to a contact in the industry. You want to grow in your profession at some point, and you never know what doors that person's going to open for you. I work in a male-dominated industry. I've made connections with people from other companies, and I was just like Julie, the last caller, where I'm traveling all the time. My fiance totally knows. He gets it. I travel with my boss. He's a male. And there's never been any questions about it.
People cheat. And that's not to be saying that it can't happen to you or to me or anything. But I'm in the point of my relationship, even as a married man, but when I was dating too. If I cheat on my wife, like I'm a bastard, shame on me. And if my wife cheats on me, like then that's how it is. But I trust my wife so much. Like, I just trust her so much and I love her so much that I know she's not going to do it to me and I'm not going to do that to her. I would just assume break up with my wife and get a divorce.
Yeah.
Than to go do something like that. But, you know, it's been an interesting conversation. Jordan, thanks for calling in. It's good to know I'm not alone on this one, that I'm not crazy.
Not at all.
Hey, thank you so much. All right. If you have anything else, you can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. You can let us know what you think if I should do this. And I will give you guys an update. Even if I get rejected, like, I hope this person hears it and they're like, hell no.
Just call them out on the air right now.
No, I'm not going to do that. As we begin this discussion, I want to say, first of all, I think this person's a good person. I really actually like working with them. They're one of the coolest coworkers I've ever had.
Uh-huh.
But what happened the other day, I think, was a real a-hole move. And I don't think there's justification to it, but maybe I'm wrong. 317-239-1009. I saw Buster, who does afternoons here on Radio Now. He was parked kind of far away from the building, almost near the road, as far away as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in two parking spots, like right in the middle, not like where you kind of, it was a tight fit, because our parking spots are very small. They're very close to each other, but he was parked in between two, like
taking
right in the
middle. Taking up two spaces.
Exactly. He was taking up two. Now, I've never seen him do this before. And then I sent him a snap. I'm like, man, who's this a-hole parking out here? And he's like, hey, you know, it's a new car thing. He has a new car.
But then, like, how long is your car considered new to where you can get away with this? Like, for a full year after buying a new car, you're allowed to park that way for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, how do you even know?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, Alex, you have a nice car. Your car's not brand new, but do you feel like you need to park a certain way to make sure it doesn't get scratched or dinged or bumped into?
If I'm ever going to take a precaution and not get scratched or dinged, I'm going to park further away from other cars, but I'm not going to take up more than one space.
Now, when you first got your car, though, was it new or new to you, or is it brand new?
It was new to me, but I've never bought a brand new car. Like, my cars are always used.
Okay. Did you, when you got it, though, did you kind of do that at first? You, like, maybe took up two spots? Like, have you ever in your life on purpose took up two spots to protect the vehicle.
Because I'm scared of confrontation, and I know some guy in an F-150 is going to come up like, hey, what are you doing, little girl? Like, I don't want to deal with that.
And that's the thing I told him, like, isn't that a bad idea? Because I get you want to protect your vehicle, and it sucks because some people are jerks and inconsiderate. They'll bump into it. They'll ding it. They'll do whatever.
I mean, to be fair to Buster, my car got hit in this parking lot.
Has that been resolved yet, by the way, either?
No, because I'm just lazy about taking it to the body shop.
It's too late now. I think statute of limitations, you're screwed.
You think so?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I get it's a new car and you want to protect it. I think it's an a-hole move because I've seen this before where people in parking lots will take up two spots and it's not like they're far away like you're saying.
I agree. I think that that's rude of Buster.
What do you think, producer MYK?
He did the thing about parking far away, but he did take up two spots. And the picture that I saw of it, he was clearly like half and half. It wasn't like just drifted over the lane. It was like straight up, I'm taking these two spots.
It was on purpose. It was not accidental. But I understand if you have a new car. I don't. He's like, try getting a new car because my car's got like, what is my, mine's an 06 Saturn Ion with 203,000 miles. Like, that thing's about dead. I think I pushed it as far as I can go.
You don't want anybody to ding it, though, do you?
Honestly, now, no, I don't, but I don't care anymore. And I remember, like, I got hit in a parking garage one time, and I was so pissed. That had nothing to do with two spots. But I feel like if you take up two spaces, you're more likely to have somebody mess with your car.
They're like, yeah, that's what I think.
Like, vengeance, street justice. Like, yeah. I'm going to key their car.
That's why I've never done it, because I think I'm going to get some kind of crazy thing happen to me.
Am I wrong? Is this okay to do, like, if you have a new car, to take up two spots? 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. When I saw that, I'm like, really? Is it an a-hole move to take up two parking spots? It's the Joe and Alex Show. And the guy's not an a-hole, but I called him out last week when I saw it, and we're finally bringing it up on air. I saw Buster, who does afternoons here. He's got a new car, and I'm like, dude, like, you're right in between two spots.
Savage.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's a new car, man. You wouldn't know. I'm like, oh, don't ding my 06 Saturn Ion with 203,000 miles. Come on now.
We got a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. They said, I have a car that is 3 months old. I park way, way out where no one else parks. Only a, I'll say, rooster takes up two spots.
What does rooster mean?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay.
Angela said on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, sure, if you're an inconsiderate jerk.
And like I said, he's probably going to be mad at me for bringing this up. I don't think he's a bad dude, but that was a...
You don't think Buster's an inconsiderate jerk?
Jessica says, when I see that, I instantly think, what a douche. Taking two spots isn't cool at all. Not cool, Buster.
Hey, good morning, Kelsey. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
I'm doing good. And by the way, this got me thinking, if you're on Twitter, you can follow him, FM Buster. Tweet at him right now, FM Buster, and say, don't park in two spots. Or don't park. No, you know what? Tweet him, say, don't park like an a-hole. FM Buster on Twitter. Say, don't park like an a-hole. What's up, Kelsey? What'd you want to say?
So, like, 6 years ago when I just started driving,
hey, Kelsey,
my
Kelsey,
dad...
Kelsey, hang on 1 second. Hang on. Hey, good morning. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Buster.
Well, this is interesting. What's up, Buster? Good morning, man. How are you?
I was cool until I heard you guys dragging me on the air.
Yeah, dude, we were talking about how you park in two spots because you got a new car.
Yes, totally. Totally. And by the way... By the way, my old car got dinged in that same parking lot. So
Okay, so you and I both have gotten our cars dinged in this parking lot. What's up with that?
Absolutely, because the spots are so tight.
I thought it was just because I was a...
So if I've gotten my car dinged before, and knowingly the spots are tight, and by the way, I'm talking to two people that take up the two front spots. You guys get there before everybody, so you get the two good spots. So I take...
Hey, dude, your phone's cutting out. Is it because you're parking right now? Hey, try to get Buster back on the line. See if we can get him back.
Maybe he got attacked for parking like a D, right?
I don't know. Are you there, Buster? All right, call back, Buster, if you can hear this. By the way, FM Buster, tell him he's parking like an a-hole, and we'll hear the rest of his story. Carrie, what's up? You think it's okay, huh?
I think that you should park out in the parking lot where nobody else is parking. Take up the two spots. Make a little extra walk. Not inconvenience anyone else, and you still get what you want.
So it's okay if you're far away.
Yeah, far away, you're nobody's out there with you. So
if nobody's out there,
spots.
Why do you have to take up two spots? Why can't you just park in one spot?
Because they want to take up two spots, I think. So, or you could just take up one. Either way, just move out.
Yeah,
move
that's
out farther.
What my opinion is. The solution to this problem is don't take up two spots. Just park out where there's no cars around you.
I'll give Buster, who just called in, I don't know if we'll get it back on or not. Our parking spots are small. I thought it just because I was a really fat guy. I'm like, oh, this is awkward. I can't get out of my car because it's so tight. I thought it was just like skinny people parking. But they are bad. They're way too tight. They should have had less spaces that were
bigger.
It's
like not normal size. Like, it is only enough room for just your car to fit. Like, when you open your door, you are almost touching the other car next to you. It's really...
If you had a smart car, it might be a little bit easier. What's up, Peter? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think about Buster? I just called him out. He's parking in two spots because he's got a new car and before it's gotten dinged.
Yeah, that's no bueno, man. If you're going to park like that, park in the back. But even if you're going to park in the back, if you park in two spots, I'm putting gum underneath your driver's door handle. That's a guarantee.
Wait, have you done that before?
That's just a big old rooster move, man. That's a big old rooster move.
Have you done that street justice before? You're like, I'll show them.
I mean, now that I said my name, probably not. No, I have not done that.
Okay. But, of course not.
It wouldn't be below me to do so. I will say that.
All right. Hey, man. Thank you, Peter, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Tyler tweeted us at Joe and Alex show. You know, it's normally the older cars that ding the newer ones. Side eye to Joe.
Listen, I am very conscious of my beater that I drive around. I would never run into somebody because when my car was new, like at least newer to me, it sucks when someone hits your car and drives off.
I would agree. Like, it's like happened to you. Old cars that ding your car. I agree.
Is that what happened to you?
It's a stereotype, but I don't know what kind of car she drives.
But you know who hit your car?
I know who it was. I have no idea what they drive. But I'm just saying, like, in the past, like, I've also gotten my car run into also in a parking garage, and or they scraped into it while they were parking. We it's always just, like, just a trashy person.
I just realized I never knew Buster was hitting our parking lot. We have a lot of hit and runs inside of our own parking lot. Like, we got some shady people, I think. It's like, oh,
remember I told you that when my car got bumped into or ran into or whatever, scraped up in the parking lot or parking garage before, that it was somebody's whose name on Facebook was G-Spot? That's the type of people. Those are the type of people who just don't care. They're just going to park their car. They're going to run into your car, and they do not care.
I do what I want. Let's take one more call on this. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that it really doesn't matter if you take up two parking spots or if you park in just a parking spot, because your car is going to get dinged either way, whether it's new or old. So if it's a compact spot and you park a new car, you park it, take up two parking spots, your car is not going to make a difference whether you park it straight or not. Depending on the other driver, they're either going to ding it or they're going to park around it. But if you have a new car, like everybody else is saying, park it away from everybody, but park it in one spot. Don't take up two spots because then you just look like a big a-hole.
Yeah.
Like
no, for
said.
Sure. Hey, Haley, thank you for calling in this morning. If you've got anything else, Joe and Alex show on Twitter, Instagram, either one of those, we'd like to hear from you. And right now, if you can tweet Buster, it's FM Buster. That's his Twitter handle. Say, don't park like an a-hole. I hope he gets the message.